Zeb Zegorein is Osir. Now, what we pointed out, Toch Kedei Dibur, was that we have different realms of Zeb Zegorein in throughout the Shas. One realm is when we're dealing with the world of animal life. Well, if you were to open, let's say, Encyclopedia Talmudis to Zeb Zegorein, so you would find that he has four categories of Zeb Zegorein. One category of Zeb Zegorein is in the world of animal life. In the world of animal life, we have a concept of organic growth, and so we have a principle midoraisa of hayotze min ha'osur osur, hayotze min ha'tame tame, that the eggs that are laid by a chicken who is a trefa and the eggs that are laid by a non-kosher animal are osur, that the milk coming out of a non-kosher animal is osur, hayotze min ha'tame tame. And then the question is, what if we have a yotze min ha'tame v'hatohar? What if we have something which doesn't stem, the organic growth is not only from one source, but there is a dual source. We have a zachar and an akeva. Let's say we have a behema trefa, and we have a behema kshera. So what is the status then of the vlad? Or we find in the Gemara, that's Gemara in Bechora. So we find in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on the Peyamud Aleph through Peyamud Beis. What if you have a Shor HaNiskol, and that Shor HaNiskol is Ba Ala Nekeva, or you have a Nekeva, which is a Shor HaNiskol, and a Zohar is Ba Ala, and we have a Vlad. What is the status of that Vlad? Namely, here we have a Zeh V'zeh Goreim on the level of the organic growth. That the organic growth, we have a natural process, we have a process of reproduction, and we have more than one goreim that's built into the process. So that's one tchum, that's one area which is not mentioned in our Gemara. Our Gemara doesn't get involved in that, except we're going to see Tosfos is going to raise the issue of Bechein Amar Rav Eliezer. We'll come to that when we get to Tosfos. A second area is also an area of organic growth, but not in terms of the world of animal life, but in terms of the world of plant life. What if you have a plant which is growing from and is being nourished by a Zeb Zegorein? On one hand, you have the shade of the Eitz Asherah. On the other hand, you have the nourishment of the Karka, which is Heter. So you have a Zeb Zegorein in the nourishment of the plant. Those are Mishnayos in the Seches of Avodah Zarah. Okay, so we have two large realms that are not mentioned at all, Lechora, on the surface, in our Gemara. Where does our Gemara hit into Zeb Zegorein? Our Gemara moves into Zeb Zegorein in terms of what's the sugya over here is basically dealing with the Maisa Tanur. When you have an oven and we have more than one source of heat, and this heat is going to make bread, right? That's where we have the issue of Zeb Zegorein. So we have to first start off, well, what is the status over here of the relationship between the fuel and the final product? And that's a Machlokas Tanoim. That's a Machlokas Rebbe and Rabbanan. Rebbe says, Yesh Shvach Eitzim B'Pas. Namely, we have over here a direct relationship between the pot, between our end result, and the fuel. So we have a concept of a Gram Isur, if our fuel is going to be Osur. Mashen Kechavim say, no. Ein Shvach Eitzim B'Pas. Well, we pointed out, and we'll see it again in Rashi today, is that even Chachamim who say Ein Shvach Eitzim B'Pat agree that L'Chatzchila we have an issue. L'Chatzchila you shouldn't use a fuel which is Osir, but B'Dievet, once it's used, then it's not an issue. That's the concept of Yutzan, that if we had a fuel that was Osir, so let the Tanner cool down first and then only then bake the bread, even according to Rabbanan. Okay, so we have this Machlokes Tanoim between Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether we have a concept of Gram in the world of Tanur. And here we saw Machlokas Rishonim as to how to understand Rebbe. The Rov Rishonim, we saw in Rashi, in Tosfos, and the Tosfoshans, and the Ran. In other words, Rov Rishonim understand that we're dealing over here with Isurei Hana'ah, and when you take this fuel, which is Asur B'Hana'ah, and you're going to create a pat. So there's going to be the act of baking the bread is an act of hana'a. Yaponim chadoshos bovlekan. We had previously dough, and now we're going to have bread because of this fuel. And therefore, we're getting hana'a from the fuel by the process of baking the bread itself is getting hana'a from the fuel. That's the way most Rishonim learn. We saw the Baal HaMo'ar, and also the Riva quoted by the Tosfos Shanz, they take it much more deeply that we have over here a alchemy. We have over here a change that the Eitzim turn into pot, that we view the pot as the Eitzim. If the Eitzim were Aser Bahana, now the pot is Aser Bahana. We have over here Kiviyachol that the Eitzim change their molecular structure and they're now found within the pot. So whatever we weren't allowed to do with the Eitzim, we're not allowed to do with the pot. This was the machlokas that we saw, and what the Shita of Rabbanan would be would depend what the Shita of Rebbe is. If the Shita of Rebbe is one that we have, according to most Rishonim, that we have a concept of afia, and this afia is a hanoa which comes from the fuel, so Rabbanan agree that there is over here a hanoa, but the hanoa is not coming from the fuel. The hanoa is coming from the heat. The fuel is lost and finished. The fuel is history. The heat is that which is baking the bread, and the heat is mutter. The fuel may have been osur, but the heat is mutter. Namely, we have a question as to how to view the decomposition of the fuel and the creation of the heat. Where exactly is the where exactly do we view the relationship between these two factors and the bread? Do we view the bread coming from the fuel, or do we view the bread coming from the heat? We're dealing with a process which is bevasachas, as the fuel is the chemical structure is being broken apart and energy is being released. Are we dealing with this energy as a new entity, or is this energy part and parcel of the fuel? One can view it either way. That's the machlokas, according to most Rishonim, between the Chachamim and Rav Yehuda, and Rebbe, Rav Yehuda Nasi. Masha Einkein, according to the Baal HaMo'ar came up with this alchemy, that the pas is the Eitzim, Eitzim hu ha-pas, ha-pas hu ha-Eitzim. So Rabbanan said, we say nothing doing. There is no Eitzim in the pas. We don't taste charcoal, we taste bread. That there's nothing, there's no connection between the pas and the Eitzim. You can't go ahead and create these new halachos, yesh me'ayin. And we pointed out that the nafgamina, whether we're going to learn like most Rishonim, or we're going to learn like the Baal HaMo'ar, would be in terms of the distinction that the Rishonim make between different realms. Tosfos wants to distinguish between Iser Ahanoa and Iser Achila. The whole concept of Yeshvach Eitzim Bepat is only by an Iser Hanoa, not by an Iser Achila like Muktza, or like Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, like Truma. We're dealing with Iser Achila, that's not going to bring about a problem. This fits in beautifully Tosas Lushitaso. The whole issue is the Hanoa of baking of the pas. In Isurei Achila, there's no Isur Hanoa. So who cares that we have Hanoa from the Isurei Achila? Who cares that I get Hanoa from Muktzah? There's no Isur for me to get Hanoa from Muktzah. There's no Isur for me to get Hanoa from Truma. The Isur is eating. I'm not eating it. Masha'enken, according to the Baal HaMo'ar, we're dealing over here with alchemy. Whatever was the status of the Eitzim, that's the status of the pot. If the Eitzim were Aser Bahana, the pot is Aser Bahana. If the Eitzim were Aser Bahila, the pot is Aser Bahila. Namely, that the distinction that Tosfos made, that's a distinction Lashitaso. The Baal HaMo'ar and the Riva wouldn't be able to make such a distinction. Who hadin we saw in the Ran? The Ran distinguished between pot and Tavshil. So if we're learning as a world of an Iser Hanoa, so the Iser Hana is that we have a panim chadashus balakan, we have a krimas panim, that we have crust, we have a chetza of bread. But in terms of the tavshil, we had a tavshil before, now we have a tavshil. Either fact, now it's warm, previously it was cold. Who says that that's enough of a hana to aser? Masha enkein, if it's a question of yeshvach etzim, of the alchemy, my nafgamina, what the end result is. If the end result is pas, or the end result is tavshil, L'chora, whatever we had previously in the Eitz, now that's found in this finished product. So the distinctions that we find in the Rishonim, in order to be able, that there shouldn't be stiros within the sugyos, those distinctions fit in very nicely with the Rishonim, G'shitata. But if though, in order to according to Rishonim who understand it as alchemy, so then lechora these distinctions don't necessarily get off the ground. Okay, that was Hakafa Aleph. Then we pointed out that the Gemara says that according to Rebbe, even though we have a din of Shvach Eitzim Bepas, however, we have a principle that Zeh V'Zeh Goreim is Mutter. Namely, that when we have one Goreim, then we're going to say Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bepas. When we have two Gormim, then we're going to have a Heter. Yet, in other words, that Rebbe holds that Zeh V'Zeh Goreim is Mutter. And we saw Machlokes Rishonim, does Rebbe have exceptions to the rule? Are there situations where Rebbe would agree that Zeh V'Zeh Goreim would be Asur? So we saw that the Achronim understood within Tosfos, who doesn't mention any exceptions, that there are no exceptions. Namely, the moment that we have two factors in the creation of the heat, one of which is Asur and one of which is Mutter, then the end result, the pot is going to be Mutter. It's irrelevant if the Tanur is Asur and the Eitzim are Mutter, or the Eitzim are Asur and the Tanur is Mutter. It's irrelevant which direction you go. The moment we have two factors and one of them is Mutter and one of them is Asur, then Tosus would say, Rebbe would hold in such a situation that the Pat would be Mutter. When then does Rebbe say Hapas Asura? That's a black and white Braisa. The Braisa says Hapas Asura Divrei, sorry, Rebbe Omer Hapas Asura. When do we have such a case? Isn't Pat always made in a Tanur? Don't you always have two factors? So we have to set it up as a new Kimta. Either we're dealing over here somehow that you managed, you had sufficient fuel that you could create pot even without a Tanur. Normally, if you don't have a Tanur, there's nothing to retain the heat. The heat's going to dissipate. If you had sufficient heat in a closed area without having a Tanur, then that would be, that's the case where you would say, oh, sir, or... in which the closed area does not have a din of a tanur, you know, it's a chves. You have a small room, mashu kaze. In other words, so there's really no retention. But on the other hand, there's no. It's the heat is not boreach or whatever. It's a very hot day. There's nowhere for the heat. You know, there could be such an ukimta at the marsha or for some other ukimta. There are other ukimtos the Achronim give, but generally the rule of Rebbe is tried and fast, it's universal. It's irrelevant what is usur, whether it's the fuel or the tanur, either of them, any factor where you have a heter, that already says Zeh V'Zeh Goreim is Mutter. However, the other Rishonim said no, that we have exceptions to the rule. The Ran says that the exception to the rule is if the fuel is usur and the tanur is Mutter. If the fuel is usur and the tanur is usur, even Rebbe would agree that the pot is going to be usur. That's the classic case of where you have atzei, you have the klipei arla, or the kashin shel kili hakerem, hapas asura. The tanur is muter, or tanur yashon, the tanur is muter, we have a zeh v'zeh goreim. So the Ran says that it's clear, it's nikar, that the ikar hanoah is coming from the fuel. Namely, that when you have two factors, one of them is dominant, and one of them is recessive, one of them is dominant, and one of them is minor, so we're going to say that's not a Zeh V'Zeh Goreim. They're the Iker, the really we have Ki'ilu one Goreim. We have one dominant Goreim, and that's what's going to determine. So if that dominant Goreim is going to be Usur, then the Pat is going to be Usur. When does Rebbe say Zeh V'Zeh Goreim? If we put the shoe on the other foot. Namely, if the Tanur is Usur and the fuel is Mutter, that's the case of Zeh V'Zeh Goreim, where the Pat is going to be Mutter. That's the direction of the Ran. And we went, okay. And we saw the Baal Hamor goes one step further. He says, Ma pitom. Certainly Rebbe is, even though Rebbe holds Zeh V'Zeh Goreim is Mutter, however, if the Eitzim are Osir and the Pat and the Tanur is Mutter, in such a situation, Rebbe will agree with that it's Osir, not because of a dominant Goreim. But we don't have over here a Goreim. We have over here alchemy. We have over here Mamoshus. We have over here a Bliya. Ha'isur nivla ba'pas. This isn't a din of a goreim. This is a din of a taroves. We have mamash a world in which the eitzim are transformed into the pat, and therefore, forget about Zeh V'Zeh Goreim. When we're dealing with the tanner which is usur, that's a goreim. The tanner which is usur, that's a factor in terms of baking of the bread. And there we have a din that if we have two gormim, the taner which is usser and the fuel which is mutter, zevizeh gorim is mutter. However, when the fuel is usser, that goes beyond zevizeh gorim. That's already the mamashis of the iser. So he pointed out that the ran is l'shitaso and the bal hamor is l'shitaso. This is the way to understand yesh shvachetzim bepat. According to the bal hamor, yesh shvachetzim is a mamashis, and so he says that's not din of gorim. The din of gorim is in the terms of the tanur. Mashein ken, according to the other rishonim, the ran among them, that it's irrelevant to which factor we have, the pat or, I'm sorry, the tanur or the etzim, they're both gormim, but we have a dominant gorim and a minor gorim. So when you have a dominant gorim, that overrides zevis the gorim being mutter. Mashein ken, when we're dealing with a lesser gorim, then the Rebbe holds that we have a principle of zevis the gorim being mutter. And we ended up with, in other words, with saying that what is the svara behind zevis the gorim being mutter? So we have an Easter that's involved in the creation of the heter. So we saw that the Ran, everyone quotes the Ran in Avodah Zarah, that he wants to compare this to the din of bitul. So there are achronim who take the Ran very, very literally, that this is the din of bitul. Even though the Ran himself says that bitul is when you're dealing with a rove, you have to have at least 2-1, you have to have a majority, and zev is the gorem is even if it's 50-50. So this is a unique kind of bitul. That's the way many Rishonim learn, and then we can understand the Shita of the Chachamim, namely the Rabbi, that even if Zevizeh Goreim is Mutter, but it's also Lechatzchila, just like Eimavat L'Nisr Lechatzchila. Namely, take the rules of Bitul and apply them to the rules over here. And we'll see, well, maybe there are things that Bitul doesn't apply to. There are halakhas that don't lend themselves to Bitul. Maybe they don't lend themselves to the heter of Zevizeh Goreim. That's the direction of the Achron, of the Avdi Miluim goes in that direction. There's a Sefer Primoshe that goes in that direction, taking the Ran very, very literally. However, what we suggested was that the Ran never meant that this is a din of bitul. How can you have bitul if there's no tarovas? We're just dealing with the grama. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the world of grama. There's no real tarovas. Again, according to most Rishonim, and the Baal HaMor says there is a real tarovas, says it's not a din of goreng. Namely, the din of goreng is where there's not a real tarovas. We're dealing over here with a result which stems from certain factors, and that stems is a grama. It indirectly stems from these factors. So there's really not a tarovas, and b'chal, the whole din of tarovas, minimally, the Torah says, achrei rabim lahatos, the Torah never has a tarovas of 50-50. Chad b'chad is never mutar in the Torah. In other words, if you have a few pieces of meat on the table, you can speak about bitul. If you have two pieces of meat on the table, no one's going to talk about bitul. There's no such din of bitul when you have two pieces. So what did the Ran mean to call Zevis Egorim Bitul? It's a comparison, it's a mashal, it's a parable, that just as in the world of Bitul, something loses its identity, it loses its effectiveness, it loses its halachic status, so also in Zevis Egorim, we have a koach that in the Easter that we say that not only is the Easter Usur, but that which the Easter is Gorim is also Usur Bahana, that koach is now weakened. That koach is that unique power that an Easter has, to be goreng results and passing over its status of that's called the Isra Hana, that is what's weakened. The moment that there's another factor in the on the table, then we don't say that the koach of the Isra to be oser b'hana'a, that which is nigram, exists. In other words, that we have over here a loss of identity in the world of Taroves and a loss of koach, a loss of power in the world of grama. That's the parallelism which is made. And so, just as in the world of Tarovas we have a din of Eimavat L'Nisr L'Chatzchila, so also in the world of grama we have a principle not to allow this situation L'Chatzchila, not to bring in an Iser in terms of being Goreng, even though the bottom line is going to be that it's going to be neutralized, but don't bring it in the first place. That's where we ended off. So we're looking now for a daya that would hold that even if we have a case where the tanur is usser and the fuel is mutter, where Rebbe would agree that zevizeh goreim is mutter, we want looking for someone who's going to say zevizeh goreim is usser, looking for someone who would say hatanur yutatz, that if you made a tanur, you took a tanur from being a kli adama into being a kli cheres, you created a tanur via fuel of Iser, that this tanner now has Iser in it, if this is going to be a gorim, even with fuel of heter, then the pot is going to be Osir. And therefore, there's nothing to do with this tanner but yutat, but to break it. Who is that deya? We said Rebbe doesn't necessarily hold that way. Who is that deya? Lokasha haRebbe Eliezer haRabban. Rebbe Eliezer holds that zev is a gorim is usher. Hey, Rebbe Eliezer, where do we find Rebbe Eliezer? So the Gemara says we spoke about three realms of zev is a gorim: the realm of ma'isa tanur, our sugya; the realm of organic growth of animals. Right, that we have a zev zegorim in animals. There we have a zev zegorim, and the realm of organic growth of plant life that exists in Avodah Zarah. Where do we find Rav Eliezer saying zev zegorim is aser? Not here, but there in a fourth realm altogether. What's that fourth realm? The Tanan. Soor shel chulin v'shel truma shenafku l'toch isa. Ve'ein bazeh kedei lahachmitz, ve'ein bazeh kedei lahachmitz, v'nitztarfu v'chimtzu. That what are we dealing with over here? We're dealing with a natural process called fermentation, called chimtz. I'm using the term fermentation in a broad sense. I'm aware that Chazal tell us that in rice there's no such thing as chimtz, but we do have a concept of fermentation. But I'm using it in the broad sense, in other words, that we have a concept of chimtz. Parallel to that, we have a concept what we call davar hama'amid, that we have certain enzymes that can serve as catalysts. What's the common denominator between chimutz and ma'amid? That in both of them, when you add the se'or, when we have a process of fermentation, or when we have a process where we have a catalyst, it can change the nature of that which it's working upon in a very, very real way that we can speak about. Namely, that if you have dough and you add a fermenting agent like se'or, like yeast, then this dough is now going to rise. This dough is going to be potentially bread as opposed to matzah. That we have over here a process of chimus. If we add rennet to milk, we're going to get cheese. In other words, we have over here a change in terms of the structure of that which we're working upon because of this catalyst. The catalyst could be an enzyme, the catalyst could be yeast. That's what we have in Chazal. And so Chazal tell us that even though we're dealing on the realm, there's no heat we're talking about over here. It's a pure tarovas. We're just mixing ingredients. And generally when you mix ingredients, we have a concept of nesinas tam, namely that once you hit the realm of 60 to 1, then that one is going to be batel. That's the concept of bitul in the world of tarovas of mindishen omino. Min bimino is batel berov. Mindishen omino is batel b'shishim. There's not going to be any nesinas tam when we go beyond 60. However, Chazal tell us that when we're talking about yeast, when we're talking about the rennet, even 1 to 100, even 1 to 200, even 1 to 500, even 1 to 1,000, even 1 to a million, there's not going to be bitul. Why? Because we have over here a result which is obvious in the shetach. Something happened. You can't say that the milk didn't turn into cheese. You can't say that this bread didn't rise. We see that this had an effect. In other words, and that effect is still with us. And so it's irrelevant how much we have. The davar hamachamet is aser afilu be'elef. The davar hamamid is eno batel afilu be'elef. This is not a din d'oraisa. This is a din d'rabbanan. We have this din drabanan that davar hamamid and davar hamachametz are going to be not going to be batel at all. So that's what we're talking about, namely that if you were to go to Tznuva and you were to see that they would have a vat the size of this room of milk, and then they would take a little piece of the skin of the skin. You know, if we have this little piece of the stomach lining of an animal this size and toss it into a vat the size of this room, all of a sudden, glub glub glub, you're going to get cheese. That the milk is going to curdle and turn into curds and whey. It's going to turn into cheese. That's the concept of a davar hamamid. Hu hadin, if you have a vat of dough the size of this room, you go to Angel's Bakery, so let's toss in, let's say, a little bigger piece. Let's toss in a piece the size of a sefer of yeast, And all of a sudden, the whole room begins to rise to the second floor, right? That we have over here a concept of chimutz. And this is not going to be batel. This is a natural process. So what we're going to say is that, what if we have a situation of zeh v'zeh gorem in either of these two situations? Namely, we only have half this enzyme of kevas nevela, and the other half we're going to add in or kevas kshera, or we're going to have half of this yeast being yeast of truma, and we're going to add the other half of being yeast of chametz, namely that that which is bringing about the iser alone, that will not be able to. Ein bazeh kedei l'chametz ve'ein bazeh kedei l'chametz. That we have a situation where we need two to tango, that the gormim are going to, we have to be mitzarif gormim in order to be able to create the result. Here we have a machlokas between Rav Eliezer and Chachamim, and maybe here we're going to find the source of zevizeh gorim being osir. That's what the Gemara is positing. Now, before we get to the Gemara itself and see Rav Eliezer Shita, we just have to take a step back for a minute. And we have to ask ourselves, what is the connection between the world of chimutz / ma'amid and our sugya of ma'isa tanur? We saw that in the sugya of ma'isa tanur, Tosfos gave a rule, and this rule almost all the Rishonim accept, except for the Baal Hamor and the Rivah. They're going to have to come on with different rules. But the rule is that the whole din of zevizeh gorim that we're applying to the world of Yesh Vachetzin Bepat, the whole world of Grama, is instead by Isurei Hana'a, not by Isurei Achila. That's where we started off from, that our whole sugi is dealing with Klipei Orla and the Kash of Kilei HaKerem. Where would we be dealing with Atzei Mukta, which are only Aser Ba'achila and are Mutar Ba'hana'a? Where are we dealing with Truma, Kamun Shel Truma, the Gemara in Psachim, on which Rashi, in Avodah Zarah, in which Rashi says that there's no din over there of Shvach Eitzim Bepat, because it's Truma, and Truma is Mutar Bahano, then there's no din of Shvach Eitzim Bepat, there's no din of Goreng. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about Truma, Su'or Shel Chulin U'su'or Shel Truma. We're talking about Isurei Achila, and yet we're applying the rules of Grama. We have to explain, we're comparing this. We're saying whatever Rav Eliezer would say in the world of Chimutz, he's going to say also in the world of Maisa Kedera. Do we have a problem over here? Is the Gemara over here comparing apples and oranges? Is the Gemara over here dealing with a realm? The Tosfos just said that there's no din of Shvach Eitzim Bepas. There's no din of Goreim in the world of Isurei Achila. There's only a din of Goreim in the world of Isurei Hana'a. What do we do with this comparison within our Gemara? Nope. Any takers, any givers, any suggestions? I'm sure this bothered you when you learned the sugya. Yeah. Yes.
Wasn't Tosfos dealing with Yishach in the past?
Yes. Yes. Okay. In other words, what? second. Okay, what Rafi is suggesting is that one way of understanding our Gemara is that we saw that we have different realms of zevizeh gorim. We had a realm of yotzei min ha'asur. We had a realm of organic growth in the world of animals, organic growth in the world of plants. We have a world of ma'aseh tanur. We have another world. We have a fourth category. Of Goreim, in which we're dealing with a new process, in other words, that Rabbanan created. In other words, the Zevizeh Goreim of the organic growth, that on the level of Behema, Hayotze Min Ha'asar Asar, that's a Din Doraisa. Mi Doraisa, camel milk is Asar. Mi Doraisa, the egg of an eagle is osur to be eaten. There's even a Chasam Sofer who asks, what's the heter for goyim to eat eggs of non-kosher fowl? Goyim are osur and aver min hachai. The lechora, the eggs are, in other words, were we not to have Gzeiras HaKosav, they would be viewed as Eiver Menachai. They're coming out of that which is alive. Or to, in other words, so if a goy is osir and Eiver Menachai, what's the heter? So we have Gzeiras HaKosav, that by in the world of Shiluach HaKen, we were told to chase away the bird and eat the egg. So we see that eggs are not for Jews, are not Eiver Menachai. What makes eggs for goyim not Eiver Menachai? They don't have Gzeiras HaKosav. They don't have a din of Shiluach HaKen. In other words, Ad Kedei Kach. So we have a din of HaYotze Min HaOsir Osir on a Doraisa plane. In terms of when we move it over to the world of plants, I'm not sure whether that's Doraisa or Drabonon. The fact, but let's assume it's Drabonon. The world of Maisa Kedera, the Chor is also a din Drabonon. It's a din of Gorim. The Chazal were Koveya. Yesh Vachetim Apas, Ein Shvachetim Apas. We have no Psukim. This is a Machlokis. You know, it's within Chazal whether we're viewing this as a world of Gorim as well. And so here we have a fourth category. We have a fourth category, and we're saying whatever you're going to hold in category X will be a halacha in category Y. Namely, that we have these different realms of gorim in achinami, but this realm of gorim was set up lechatchila in Yisurei Achila. This is the realm that was set up lechatchila in the world of ma'akavos asuros. So, what's the din of ma'amid? That if you take, why you're not allowed to eat cheese, gvinas achor? So it's a famous Gemara that the Gemara set up the Gzeira, and then after during the course of the when the Chazal made the Gzeira of Gvinas Akum, one of the Tanoim was missing. He wasn't there. He had to go to, I don't know, a wedding, a bris, whatever. He wasn't there. So he came a week later and said, why were you oser this Gvinas Akum? So they didn't answer him. They refused to answer him. They told them, we can't explain to you the reasons for Gzeiros until the Gzeira gets built into Klal Yisrael after a year, because otherwise people would say, oh, that's the reason. I don't have to worry about that reason. I'm not going to do X, I'm not going to do Y. So they began to talk to him about Psukim and Shir HaShirim. They began to talk, right? Yeah, and it's a Mishnah. And then after a year, the fellow said, okay, so what's up? They said, well, we forgot. or they didn't want to tell them. It's unclear. But they didn't want to tell them. So the Gemara goes through all sorts of options of what could be the problem. And the option which is most likely is that the Goyim, they make their cheese with Or Kevas Nevela. They use a Ma'amid of Iser. So we say that since the Ma'amid is Iser, since the enzyme, the rennet, comes from Or Kevas Nevela, therefore the cheese is going to be Usr as well. That's a din drabanan, right? We have this din drabanan of that even though the rennet is less than 1 in 60 to the cheese, b'cholzav mi drabanan, we say it's not batel, and if once it's not batel, we're going to aser all the cheese. In terms of soor, we have a similar halacha that rabanan said that the soor, the chimus is not going to be batel. So we have this category of goreng in achinami. It's a new category that was said in Yisurei Achila. We had a category of gorim in the world of Yisurei Hana'a. We have a new category in the world of Yisurei Achila. Yes?
Isn't it also a bigger chalak? It's like, this is like the Baal Hamor's
case. So according to the Baal Hamor, this is beautiful. The Baal Hamor says that, you know, this isn't a new category. This is just what we had in the world of Tanur. There also it applies to Yisurei Hanoa. To Yisurei Achila, yes.
Even if she just tells us, because the gorim is still here inside right. The cheese.
So right.
In the past case, you don't have the they even tell us to agree like the Baal Hamor.
In this case.
Because you have the
Dalai. Right, but according to the Baal Hamor, we don't have to call this a new category. We can say that this is exactly what we have by Maaseh Tanur. In other words, according to the Baal Hamor, we don't have a new category at all. Maaseh Tanur also applies to Yisurei Achila. This applies to Yisurei Achila. Everything is fine. According to Tosafot, they have to set up a new category. There is over here a Keta in Rav Elchanan. He wants to understand that this is not a new category. This is simply taking the category that we saw earlier of organic growth and applying it to microorganisms. Microorganisms also have organic growth. This is the growth of microorganisms. What happens when you put soor into dough? So the microorganisms that are in the soor begin to work on the dough and they begin to multiply pur ravu very, very quickly. And they cause the dough to rise because they give off gases. And then they cause the dough to rise. If you leave those microorganisms there too long, then all the dough is going to turn into yeast, right? In other words, it's all going to turn into one big chetz of microorganisms. That, in other words, so you have to bake it before it goes sour, before when you get to the point where it rose, but it hasn't yet. The microorganisms are still not the rope by in any which way. They move at phase from 0.001% to 0.0010%. They go up a little bit, but not too much. So we have over here. So you have the growth of microorganisms. That's a yotzi min ha'aser. And we have over here just another example of that which we find in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. That's what Rabbi Chana wants to say. You could say that, but you don't have to say that. In other words, you could say that because we don't find in our Gemara bringing in the whole concept of Zeveh Zegorim from the world of organic of the organic world. In other words, in any case, but one way or the other,
you can't say that in the case of the Ma'amid.
In the Ma'amid, it would be much more difficult because the Ma'amid really is just purely a catalyst. It doesn't enter into.
The fermentation is the same thing.
Oh, really?
Basically. You'll never get to the aerobe.
No. What happens?
Not even close.
When do you create yeast? Create yeast from. At what?
Grow yeast by itself.
Yeah.
Something else.
No, so when you're to grow
when
yeast.
You put yeast in a dough, it will never get to.
I understand, but generally what yeast would be, that they put the, as I recall, what they would do is they would put 90% of the dough into the oven to bake, and that they would save a little bit of that yeast, and they would put it on the windowsill, and that yeast, of that raised dough, right. And eventually that would turn into yeast, right?
No, it doesn't turn. It still has a little bit of yeast in it.
Oh, but a little bit. But that's enough already to make other things. Okay, so it's the same. Again, I'm not getting.
It doesn't turn into yeast.
Doesn't turn into yeast, to say there. But it contains yeast.
Right.
Okay, contains yeast. But it would contain a certain enough yeast that it would be able to ferment other things, right? In other words, the process would continue. Fine. Okay. Thank you for the clarification. Okay, so we have over here then this either new category or simply an application of the yotzei min ha'aser that we find in organic growth, simply moving it to a micro level, even though it's not going to turn into eggs and milk, but it grows to a certain degree. So that's what we have over here. Now the question is, what does Rav Eliezer really hold in this case? And now let's read the Gemara. Rav Eliezer says, if we have these two factors that both contain yeast, the Seor Shel Chulin and the Seor Shel Truma, and we toss them into the dough. Ve'ein b'zeh kedei lahachmitz on its own. It's too small in terms of quantity. Ve'ein b'zeh kedei lahachmitz. However, v'nitztarfu, when we put the two of them together, when we combine them, then chimtzu, that we have enough yeast to cause the dough to rise, and that's going to be a process of goreim. Rav Eliezer omer, achar ha'acharon anibah. So the shita of Rabbanon is clear. Rabbanon says Zeveh Zegorim is mutter, right? It's irrelevant what order things fell in. It's only going to be usur when you have enough in the isur alone. The moment that we have another factor, Zeveh Zegorim is mutter. The question is, what did Rav Eliezer mean when he said, Achar ha'acharon aniba? That's a machlokus between Abaye and some anonymous Amora. Or, if you want, to the Beis Medrash versus Abaye. Amar Abaye, Lo shanu elo shekodam v'sirek eso iser. Aval, Lo kodam v'sirek eso iser, osur. Alma zevizegoreim, osur. Abaye understood that Rav Eliezer was giving us the exception to the rule, that if we have a case where first I put in the Iser and it just didn't do the job, the dough stayed flat, and now I took out the Iser, I took out that yeast, and now I put in the Heter, and then the dough rises, then we say that dough is Mutter. But in any other circumstance, namely, if I would have left the Iser there, or if I would have tossed in the Heter first and then the Iser, I would have tossed the two of them simultaneously, any other case but that one case, we would say Zeveh Zegorim Asur. Just if we have a situation where it's clear that the Iser is not causing the for the rising, because Lemaisa, as long as the Isser was there, nothing happened. And we took the Isser out, and we tossed in Heter, then clearly the Heter is that which is the Makeh B'Patish. But any other case, we're going to say Zeve Zegorim is Aser. That's the way Abai understood Rabbi Eliezer in this Mishnah. And yes?
Rabbi Eliezer says specifically that each one is not enough to make something chametz, right?
Right.
A very specific case where right. It's only when they join together, then it's they're
right. And even then, even in that situation where when they join together, we're going to have a chimutz, the only case where we're going to have a heter is in a situation shekodam v'silek eso iser. When do we say that we're going to go after the Acharon? Only in a case where the Acharon was Heter and the Iser was previously removed. Only that case. Even though there's not, in other words, it's a Zeve Zegorim. So it appears Zeve Zegorim generally is Aser. But in this one unique situation, there we have a Heter. Masha Ein Kein, according to the Gemara says, Mi Maida Taima Rav Eliezer Kabai, who says you should read Rav Eliezer that way? Dilma, Taima Rav Eliezer, Rav Eliezer is giving a rule. He's not giving the exception, he's giving the rule. The rule is, Mishum, the Achar Acharon, Aniba, Loshna Kodam Vasilika Sa'iser, Loshna Lo Kodam Vasilika Sa'iser, Abu Vasachas, Hachinami Deshari, Pum Fakert. The rule of Rav Eliezer is we're always going to go after the Acharon. Whenever you have two factors, what Ephraim mentioned, when you have two factors, one and neither of them are alone enough, and together they are enough, if you're going to toss them in together, it's going to be mutter. If you're going to toss them in one after the other, then we say, acharei, acharei, acharon, ani holech. The acharon is heter, it'll be heter. If the acharon is iser, it'll be iser. And with the Rav Eliezer is not coming with the rule of zeve zegorim being aser. Pum faker. When you toss them together, zeve zegorim is mutter. Masha ein kein, just like we said all along, it's batel, you know, you have two factors here. Only in a case where the Easter is the Acharon, there we have a different rule of going after the Acharon, like Moshe Rabbeinu carried the Atzmos Yosef all the way, almost all the way to Eretz Yisrael until he died, and Klal Yisrael carried them across the Yarden after Moshe Rabbeinu was Niftar and Har Nevo. So it's considered as though Bnei Yisrael were Mekayim the Mitzvah for 40 years. Either they just did the Makeh B'Patish, Acharei Acharon, Kein HaMitzvah Nikreis Al Shem Gomra. So parallel to that, we have it within the world of the Gormim. If we have a Gorim Acharon, we're going to put everything on its table. That was the Makeh B'Patish. But if there's no Gorim Acharon, if there's no Acharon, Ani Rishon Vani Acharon, there's no Rishon and no Acharon, there's simply everything happens with Vasachas, then the rule is Zeve Zegorim is Mutan, and we can't prove anything from this situation. Okay, that's what the Gemara over here points out. And so this Raya, this Hey Rav Eliezer, we can't prove anything from the world of Sor, because we don't know what Rav Eliezer meant. Was he giving the exception, like Abaye, or was he giving the rule, like the Gemara says, one way or the other? We have over here a Tosfos, Achi Hebo Kedei Lahachmitz, where Tosfos just points out that what if we were dealing with a different scenario? What if we were dealing with a scenario of Ze Yochol V'Ze Yochol? Not ze eno yocho, v'ze eno yocho. I mean, what if we know in the world of Shabbos, if you have two people who are carrying a piano, neither could carry it on their own, ze eno yocho, v'ze eno yocho, and they carry it together, they're both going to be potter. They each did like a chatzi malacha. But if you have a case of two people carrying a chair, with ze yocho, v'ze yocho, then, according to most Rishonim, they're both going to be over the malacha. So over here, when we have a case of ze eno yochol v'ze eno yochol, we don't have enough of the Sa'or of Chulin. We don't have enough of the Sa'or of Truma. That's where we have the issue of ze v'ze gorin. What if you were to have enough of each? You were simply to toss in overkill. You were to toss in enough of both. Would we still have a problem of ze v'ze gorin? That's what Tosfos over here talks about. That's the topic he talks about. Tosfos over here holds that as long as there's another factor of Heter, even though you have enough of Iser on its own, we're going to apply the din of Zeve Zegorim. You don't have to measure. We're going to apply the same principle of Zeve Zegorim being Mutter the moment that there's another factor involved. However, there's a Tosus in Avodah Zarah that disagrees. So it says on the side, Ayin Tosus Avodah Zarah, Samachas Amadveis, Smachokas Paliatosfos, those who will learn Yoredeya and Siman Pei Zayin, This is dealt with in terms of the world of ma'amid, making cheese. You know, let's say you have enough of the rennet of Iser to really make cheese. Can you just simply toss in a little rennet of heter and say, zev is a gorim, now everything is mutter? Even though I have enough, in other words, the Iser alone would have been enough. But I want to get to a heter, so I want to create a zev is a gorim. Can I create a zev is a gorim if I have enough of Iser? The Iser can do it on its own, and I'm just tossing in some heter. That's a machokas, balei hatosfos. It's the taz over there, the shaf. Everyone talks about this issue. As to whether we can create a zev zegorim when you have enough Easter on its own. But I don't, in other words, there's nothing I have to add to it. Rabbi Bednar told me that he was speaking to Eitan Ehrenfeld. Eitan last week gave a chabura on zev zegorim. So he asked Eitan, do you have a nafkim? Would this tell us to be a nafkimin in the way you're saying zev zegorim? So Rabbi Bednar said one way, and Eitan said, I understood exactly the opposite way. If two people can understand exactly the opposite, so it's not mukrach l'kan o l'sham. Namely, we had a way of learning zev zegorim as a din of beetle. Is this a reason yes to say beetle, a reason not to say beetle, a reason to look for another reason not? Who knows? I don't know. In other words, it's open. So just mentioning it as a point of information, that in the world of zev zegorim, if you have already enough of Iser to do it on its own, and becholza, we add another factor, let's say, going back to our case, you have enough atzei isurei hanoah to cook the bread on, even without a tanur. But becholza, we put it into a tanur. Would that change the nature of zev zegorim? That's an open question. Okay, so the Gemara then moves over to another case, but basically not to a new case, but back to our case. Back to the world of ma'aseh tanur. Ma'aseh tanur, not with isurei hano'ah of klipei orgo or kashin shel kerem, but rather a ma'aseh tanur where the fuel is atzei asherah. The fuel is an isur hano'ah of avodah zara. Ela Rav Eliezer da atzei asherah detinan, not alhimena eitzim asurin b'hano'ah, that you have a Jew who cuts off some of the tree from this eitz asherah, that Jew goes to India. There's an Eitz Asherah in India that was planted to be Navodah Zarah. And the Jew takes some of this back to America. And then he decides to make a tanur, and this Eitz goes into the tanur. Hisik bo es ha-tanur. And now he wants to make his tanur. He wants to take his tanur from being a Kli Adama to being a Kli Cheres. Chadosh yutatz. There's nothing he's going to be able to do with this tanur. He won't be able to bake bread with it, so you have to destroy it. If it's Yashan, then let it cool yutzan before baking it. Afaba esapas. In other words, if afterwards he goes ahead and he bakes the bread, asurim bahanoah. If he goes ahead and bakes the bread in the tanur chadash, it's going to be asur bahanoah. Nisarva bacheros, 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 kulan asurim bahanoah. No, so over here, this is araya. Here we have a manda amar that tanur chadash yutatz. Right? That this is what we're looking for. We had a brisa that pointed out that tanur chodosh yutatz. We said that's not like Rebbe, because Rebbe, he holds zev zegorim as mutar. And here we have tanur yutatz. So we see that we have a mando amar, that this tanur can never be used. Even though you're always going to use it with a heter fuel, zev zegorim is going to be usher. That's what it says black and white. And Rav Eliezer, this is an anonymous Tanakama in the Mishnah over there in Avodah Zarah. But we find Rav Eliezer Omer, if you want to get around the issue, Yolech Hanoah L'yam HaMelech. Amru lo, ain't poden Avodah Zarah. Okay, so we're going to have to talk about this. You know, then we have a lot of Mar Makamos on this factor. But for the time being, what we see is that the whole Machlokis is whether you can L'mafreya and somehow take the shame, Iser, off of the pot. That's what we're going to talk about. How does that work? Is it possible? Is it not possible? Under what circumstances? V'chule, v'chule. But in the principle, that namely that the pot is usur coming out of a tanur chadash, that Rav Eliezer agrees with. So we see over here that this whole Mishnah, Rav Eliezer and his Bar Plukta, they both agree, zev zegorim is usur. So maybe this is the source of Rav Eliezer by Klipe Orla and Kashin and Kiliakaram as well. So Gemara rejects that. Amor de Shamisli Rav Eliezer Bavodah Zarah de Chamer Isurei. Bishar Isurim Shebatora Mi Shamisli. How can you learn from Avodah Zarah to the world of Isur in general? Avodah Zarah, we know, is more Chamer. It's Aser B'mashahu. All other Isurim generally have a din of Shishim, or Rof. And so how can you learn out from the world of Avodah Zarah to the world of other Isurim? Parenthetically, that in other words, those who understand the Ran, that the whole din of Zevizegorim is Osir, is based on Bitul, so this fits in very nicely. Avodah Zarah, there's no din of Bitul. But in other Isurim, where there is a din of Bitul, how do you know? But as we pointed out, I think it's very difficult to learn the Ran that way. And he himself doesn't say this. He doesn't say this. One of the Achronim say it in his name. Ella, in other words, the Gemara says, Ella imkein aman tarmiyeh. Just a minute. What are you accomplishing by making these chilukim? We have a brisa. Tanar shehisiko b'klipor. We have to find a source. We have a source, Rav Eliezer. You're going to make a chiluk. So then what are you going to do with the brisa? Leave it as an anonymous brisa? But more than that, hatanya behedya. We have another brisa. V'chein hoye Rav Eliezer oser b'chol yisurim shebetorah. That we know that our Mishnah spoke in telegraphic language. So in telegraphic language, for those who grew up in the world of telegraphs, telegraphic language, you paid by the word. And therefore the Mishnah was very, very terse. So the Mishnah gave the example of Atzei Asherah. And we don't know whether this is an example or this is the exception. So the Braisa, where you don't pay by the word, right? So with that, there already you can explain things more broadly. So the Braisa says, V'chein. On this Mishnah, Avodah Zarah, V'chein Rav Eliezer Oser B'chol Yisurim Shel Torah. This is not the exception of Atzei Asherah. This is the rule. There we have a rule that Zevizegorem is always Oser. Okay, so we found our source. So we have over here a Mishnah, and if you don't like the Mishnah, we have a Braisa that seconds our understanding of the Mishnah. So we have a din of Rav Eliezer B'chol HaTorah Kula that Zevizegorem is Oser. Not only in terms of Atzei Asherah, also in terms of Klipei Arla, and this can then work back to the world of Sor and Chulin, and Rav Eliezer is going to work back to the world of Zohar and the Keva, and to the world of the sale of the Eitz Asherah and the Karka, all cases, all the whole world of Goreim, we have a Machlokes Tanoim. Rebbe, we don't know what he holds. Rabbanan clearly holds Zevizeh Goreim is Mutter, and Rav Eliezer clearly holds Zevizeh Goreim is Aser. Okay? Here we have a Tosfos that appears to say, just a minute, you can't go ahead and say we have this universal principle of Rav Eliezer because we have a Yotzei Dofen. And let's see what the exception is. V'chein hoya Rav Eliezer osir b'choy sin shebetorah, hashta mashma d'b'chol makom isli Rav Eliezer zevizegorem osur. We're going to apply this principle to all of our four categories of zevizegorem. Notice if in the back, in Encyclopedia Talmudis, we could put that, in other words, in all four of these categories, Rav Eliezer is Oser. V'teima l'rashba. That the Rash Mishans had a problem. D'tikshi mehacha l'ravhuna bar chinana. D'tanya b'truma b'perek kol isurim. Kol ha'isurim l'gabe mizbeach v'ladoseihen mutarim. That if we have a mother who can't be brought as a korban, the child of that mother can be brought as a korban. V'tanya Allah. Rav Eliezer Oser. V'kama Rav Huna bar chinana. What's the case Rav Eliezer is Oser? The easiest case would be, I'm sorry, so let's see what he says. Machlokes kishe ibro ulebesof nirbu. Rav Eliezer savar ubar yerech imohu. Aval nirbu ulebesof ibro dibur hamaschil, sorry, dibur hakol mutarin. Alma l'Rav Eliezer zevizegorem is mutar. Rabbi Huna Bechinana pointed out as follows, that when we have an animal of hektesh that turns into a nirba, namely that we're going to bring a zachar on this animal, then that animal now becomes Sulei HaMakdashim. It could no longer be brought as a korban, whether, in other words, in terms of Roveya, in terms of Nirva. We have over here a problem. This is a, just to, the Rambam has a world of Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach. And in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach, he points out V'chein haroveya v'hanirva v'hamukze l'avodazara v'haneevad af al pi shehem mutarim ba'achila harehem sulim l'gabe mizbeach sheneemar ki moshchasam bahem kol sheyesh bahem hashchasa pasul u'ba'ibura hu omer ki yishchis u'ba'averu omer ki yishchis kol basar. In other words, in terms of the world of the roveya v'nirva u'ba'avodazara k'siv kishiches amacha v'chein behema ba'of shehargu esa adam perakim alach avav in hilkos isurim mizbeach, that we have a din of a roveya and a nirva. So how does Rav Huna understand over here? Rav Huna says machlokes, where did machlokes Rav Eliezer and the chachamim bishe ibro, that first the mother became pregnant ulebesof nirbu, and then when we had this pregnant cow, then we brought a zachar on it. It was nirba, and so then Rav Eliezer savar ubar yerach imahu. This is Rav Eliezer says that the vlad is zasser because not only was the mother nirba, the vlad is part of the mother and it was nirba. Avol nirbu ulebesof ibru. But if we have a case where the mother was not yet pregnant, and at that point it became a nirbas, and then it became pregnant, then divrei hakol mutarim. Then the vlad certainly is mutar. Alma l'Rav Eliezer zevize goreim is mutar. Namely, that we have a situation where you had a mother who was psulei hamukdoshim. You had a mother who was osir for the mizbeach. She was a nirbas. And then a zachar that was mutar mated with this nekeva, which is aser, and they have a vlad. So according to the rules of our sugya, we should say that vlad is aser. Rav Eliezer holds zevize goreim is aser. We have heter and iser creating a vlad. But Rav Yehuna, Rav Chinana said no. Where did Rav Eliezer osir? That's only if the in a situation where the animal became a nirbat when it was pregnant, namely that the vlad itself, that the uber went through this process of being nirba. Only then do we say that it's possible for mizbeach. But in the case where the vlad came into existence after the animal already became a nirbaat, then according to Rav Eliezer, it's mutter. Why should it be mutter? We have a zevize goreim being usser. We have a mother who is usser and a father who is mutter. In that case, the vlad should be usser. So Tosus leaves this as a question. It's very interesting. This question is raised by the Tema l'Rashba. It's raised by Tosfos Shatz. So Tosfos Shatz, by us, tells us, simply interesting historical phenomena, Tosfos Shatz by us tells us that he had this question. The Rebbe Heshivli, my Rebbe gave me an answer, V'lo hevanti tshuvaso. I didn't understand what the answer was, and so he didn't write it down in his Tosfos Shatz, what the answer was. However, we do find the answer in Tosos in Tmura. Tosos in Tmura, we have the same question, but over there we have an answer. The question is just to understand what Tosos in Tmura is saying. Tosos in Tmura asks the question, Avol nirbu lasof ibru dirako mutarim, perush zevize goreim mutar, v'kosha d'shamin an le'Rav Eliezer, d'isle yipera kol shah, zevize goreim asur, v'yesh lomar, dehasa mayri bedavar she'asur, af lehedyot. V'hacha mayri be'iser gavoa levad. What over here is Tosfos distinguishing between iser gavoa and iser lehedyot? What's the difference? In other words, sof kol sof, zevize goreim. That's exactly what we're saying over here, that we have a universal principle of zevize goreim. So what good will it do to say, no, this case is different because this is a... This is a world of mizbeach. What does that mean to say that it's a world of mizbeach? Let me read you the list of Isuri mizbeach, and then you tell me why this list is, you know, we're not going to apply the din of zevize goreim. That if the mother is one of this list and the father is not on this list, so then the vlad is not going to be usher, even according to Rav Eliezer. Nimtzu, the Rambam over there in Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach Peragimel, gives us a summary. Nimtzu kol ha'isurim ha'mizbeach, that which Tosas is referring to, kol ha'isurim ha'mizbeach harehein yud dalet, ve'eluhein, ba'almum, ve'she'eno min ha'mufchar, u'mechusar eiver mibifnim, ve'trefa, ve'kil'ayim, ve'yotzei dofen, yotzei dofen means that the animal was born from a cesarean, ve'roveya, ve'nirva, ve'shehemis adam, ve'ha'ne'evad, ve'ha'mukze, it was set aside for avodah zarah, ve'ha'esnan, ve'ha'mechir, mechir kelev, Umachusarzman. These are the 14 Isurei Mizbeach. Paragimel Hikosur Mizbeach Ochayud Aleph. What is the common denominator between these 14? Particularly when you start from the top. Let's take a case of a Ba'almun. Okay? Let's say the mother is a Ba'almun. The mother is blind in one eye. They're talking about the animal, right? The mother animal is blind in one eye. Comes along a two-eyed bull, and has a vlad together with this mother, and this vlad is perfectly fine. Has two full eyes. Would we going to say that Kwanchi Avaliyazer Zevizeh Gorim should be Yasser? Would anyone say that? Why not?
Someone has to have that characteristic.
These aren't isurim. We're talking about the world of Isurim. Isurim, Isurei Achila, Isurei Hana, there's something there. There is something, there is a tchuna, there's a character that exists. That character can be passed on in terms of generations. We have something in the DNA, something, spiritual DNA that we have a problem. Psul Mizbeach is not a spiritual DNA. Psul Mizbeach is that we have something. You're not allowed to bring on the Mizbeach because it's bazui. We don't bring to a Kaddish Baruch Hu a one-eyed animal. We don't bring to a Kaddish Baruch Hu a Mechusar Efer. We don't bring to a Kaddish Baruch Hu a Kilayim. We don't bring to a Kaddish Baruch Hu a Nirba. It's Pasnish. You know, it's Pasnish to bring it. But what? No, that's exactly the point. That's what we're saying. Zev is a Goreim is when we have Hayot, something which was Godel Be'iser, is going to be Aser. Mashenken over here, there's no Gedila Be'iser. These are Psulei Mizbeach. It's true that the Tosis uses the phrase Isurim Ligavoha. The Rambam uses the phrase Isurei Mizbeach. But basically we're talking about a psul, a psul ishi, an individual psul, not something which lends itself to the whole din of Zevizeh Goreim. This is not an Isur Hanoah, this is not an Isur Achila, this is a psul Mizbeach, and a psul Mizbeach is simply not out of the realm. Rabbi Eliezer's din is across the board. Whenever we have a din of Goreim, we're going to have that the status of the Goreim is going to go into the Nigram. Even if it's a Zevezeh Goreim, we're going to have an Isur Hanoah, we're going to have, according to the Baal HaMor, alchemy, we're going to have a Chalipin, but this is not, doesn't lend itself, this is a different realm. However, clearly, even that, this is the day of Tosos in Tmura, but our Tosos and the Rashmi Shantz tell it not that way. In other words, that then what you'd have to do is take the 14 and divide them. You have to say, well, some of these are really very, very local. Ba'almum, it doesn't make sense that if the mother had a problem that the child should be usher. However, maybe some of these really do go, in other words, are really transferred. Maybe Esnan, maybe Mechir, maybe these are things that somehow change the nature. Roveya, Nirba, changed. No, what you'd have to do is distinguish between them. That kind of is what the Rav Mishantz felt, that in Nachinami, I mean, I don't think he would disagree about Baal Mum, but he felt that this would not be the status in terms of Roveya and Nirba. And then you'd have to put two out of the 14, divide them into two different categories. But the easiest, but I do think Tosas and Tmura does make a very, very powerful distinction that most of these are simply individual issues with that particular behema, not something that would be transferred spiritually, genetically. Yes?
According to the Tosfos and Tamura, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if the animal was Meuberes and then received a mum, would that Ubar be Usher because of Ubar Yerech Imam?
Pashtus, no.
So we see that there is a distinction. Even within the Tosfos and Tamura, Rabbi Eliezer would say,
But Tosas and Tmura holds that you never say Zev Zegor.
So if it was Muberes and then Nirba, the blood would be Asur because Ubar Yerachimo.
But that's because an act, it was a Maisa that was done to the...
You can't apply that to the other things on the list, like Baal Mum. So we see that there is a distinction between the
psul of a balbum and the psul of nirva. One can apply to the yeret, to the uber.
I hear what you're saying. And so therefore, so our Tosafot simply takes that distinction one step further. Okay, very fine. Okay, now I didn't understand why Tosafot Rashi Mishnah didn't see the svara over here. So according to Yoni, that there's going to be some area of distinction, and so what simply extend the distinction that there's a difference between Ruvei and Nirva, that would be something that would give a status of Iser, and that status of Iser, then we'd apply the din of Zev Zegoren. Now Shekhin Babal Mum, there's no status of Iser, simply Bazo, Ipasol, etc. Fine, okay. So then the Gemara continues and points out that we have an open issue, how to view Rebbe. The Gemara continues, Amar Abaye, Im Timsigo Amar Zevize Goreim. We're going to come back to the world of Holochona Yahamela. Okay, I said first to get to the two dots, then we'll come back. So the Gemara continues, Amar Abaye, Im Timsigo Amar Zevize Goreim Asur, Rebbe, Hainu, Rav Eliezer. In other words, and maybe Rebbe also agrees with Rav Eliezer, and he also agrees that Zevize Gorim is Aser, and the Reisha of the Brais on Daf Kaf Avamadeis, Tanur Yutatz, would even be according to Rebbe. Im Tzitzi Lamar Zevize Gorim Muter, like the Gemara suggested earlier, V'hacha Mishum De Yeshva Chetzim V'Pas. So Rebbe only has one halacha, of Yeshva Chetzim V'Pas, only when you have one Gorim. The moment you have two Gormim, we say Zevize Gorim is Muter, but we can have other cases where Rebbe would agree that you'd have an Iser. Hani ka'aros, vikosos, utzlochios, asire. Those ka'aros, vikosos, utzlochios that are made with one goreim, with atzei asherah, if you have one goreim which is creating them, Rebbe would agree that they're going to be usur. Ki plige b'tanur, because a tanur is never used on its own. It's always used along with other etzim. And so in the case of the tanur, we're always going to have a zevize goreim. Ukedera. And a kedera is going to be similar to a tanur. You're always going to use a kedera with fuel. It's not going to be meaningful without fuel. So even if the kedera is going to be one goreim, the fuel is going to be a second goreim. Lamando amar zevize goreim asur, then the tanur and the kedera will be asur. Lamando amar zevize goreim mutar, then the tanur and the kedera will be mutar. Fine. So we pointed out that Rebbe holds the pat is asur, that we saw in the above in the days, and Rebbe also holds that the karos, the kosos, the tzlochios, they're going to be usher because they have a gorim of an iser and they're going to be used independently. But the tanner and the kedera are always going to be used with other gormim. That's totally in the din of zevize gorim mutar or usher. Iko da amre afil leman damre zevize gorim is mutar kedera asura the hakibla bishula mekame denitan etzim dehetera. That a kedera has two stages. First, it serves like the ka'ara and the kos and the tzlochus. It serves as a kli that holds something. And then it serves to cook it. So the second stage, that's the zevize goreim. But the first stage of holding something, that's like the ka'aros and the kosos and the tzlochios, that should be usur per se. And therefore, as opposed to the tanur, which is always used with the zevize goreim, no one puts anything into a tanur without preheating the oven. You always preheat the oven and then you put something in. By the kedera, many times, first you put the iser in and only then do you cook it. So we have an iser with one goreim that precedes the zevize goreim. I'm aware that there's another pshat, and we'll come to that next time, but another. You just be aware that Rabbeinu Hananel al-Attar and the Rambam have a totally different pshat in this Gemara that we're going to have to understand. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Tanur shehisi, Tanur, this Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. They say that this is sort of backwards. It should be Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Shmuel. Yosef was a Talmud of Rav Yehuda, not vice versa. In any case, Tanur shehisiko b'klipe orla o b'kashin shel kilei hakerem, that's our case. Chadash yutatz, yashan yutzan, afabas apas, Rebbe omer apas muteres, chamem omrim, hapas asura. Rebbe omer hapas muteres, v'chamem omrim hapas asura. Switches the shitos. V'hatanya ipcha, Shmuel ipcha tani. Okay, this was what Shmuel's masoret was. He had everything upside down. That the Chachamim held Yeshvach Eitzim V'Pas, and that Rav Yehuda and that Rebbe held Ein Shvach Eitzim V'Pas. V'Ibo Yisema Ba'Alma Kosav Shmuel Acha Karebi Mechavei Rav Mechavei Ro. I'm sorry, but Mechavei Rav Ubaha Afilu Mechavei Rav V'Savar Atni Ipcha Ki Heichid Nekum Rabbanan LeIsura. Here we have. moral dilemma in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Shmuel really knew all along that Rebbe is the one who held Yesh Vachetim Pas and Rabbanan held Ein Shvachetim Pas. However, Shmuel wanted to bang into people that halacha over here is like Rebbe, and people would argue that we don't pass like Rebbe against Rabbanan. So therefore, Shmuel switched the shitos in order for everyone to understand that we paskin that Yesh Vachetim Bepas, even though he really said the shita and the wrong name. Rebbe is the one who says Yesh Vachetim Bepas, and Shmuel said it according to Rabbanan in order that people should understand that this is the halacha. Are you allowed to do such a thing? Are you allowed? Do we say that the means justify the end? That are you allowed, or the end justify the means? Do we say over here that the end justifies the means? That in order to be able to be certain that people will follow halacha, you're going to state a name of a great gadol. In other words, I know that a certain mice on Shabbos is aser. But if I say in my shul it's aser, people say, the rabbi said it was aser. Rabbi Yoshev said it was aser, right? Moshe said it was aser. So am I allowed to say it in the name of someone who really didn't say it in order to be able to you know, because really, really, really it is aser. So that's what it appears from Shmuel. That's, so this is, just be aware, I'll just end with this because it's, I'm just going to leave it as a moral dilemma. The Magen Avraham quotes a stira within Chazal on this matter. There's a long Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Nunvav. The name of the, after we finish Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, and before we move over to Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, people live their lives. All of the lives that we live are put into Siman Kuf Nun Vav. That we work for a living, and that's Siman Kuf Nun Vav, Seder Maso Matan. So Magen Avraham decided to put those things that are usher to do when you're working for a living. One of the things you're not allowed to do is to lie. However, we do find that for three things, Chazal allowed one to be Meshanem Ibnei HaShalom. So he points out the Gimel Dvarim Mutar L'Shanos v'Masechta B'Puri Yobush Pisa, and he explains why one is allowed to Meshana in these three areas, and then he moves over to our case. The Im Shama, it's a huge Magen Avraham, and so I can't tell you what line it's on because it depends on the edition that you have. In this edition of the Shulchan Aruch HaBahir, it's on page Taf Nun Hey, two lines from the end of the left hand column of the Magen Avraham. Im Shama Din. This is Shmuel. And he says, this is Gemara, not only here. This is in Erevin Daf Nun Aleph, and Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis. They don't quote Shmuel. They quote the Gemaras, other Gemaras. However, Ubesof Meseches Kala Isa, Ha'omer Dovar B'Shem Chacham, Shelo Gemaro Mimenu, Gorem L'Shchina Shetistalek. That we find, this is Aser. That this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this person cannot be in the same room. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like a person who uses Ramos. V'chein hu b'brachos daf kav zayin, ayein shem b'tamid erbeinu yonah. The Gemara in brachos daf kav zayin simply says you have to say something over in the name of your Rebbe. Over there, the Tamid erbeinu says, but don't say something in the name of your Rebbe if he didn't say it, right? So tamid erbeinu yonah. And so the bottom line of Magen Avraham is, v'tzarech iyum. Namely, that we have Gemaras that go in one direction, we have Gemaras that go in another direction. So if you look around, so in the Machzis HaShekel, who is the super commentary on the Magen Avraham, he says it depends as to whether your Kavanah is totally L'Shem Shamayim, and as to whether this is the only way, and ta-ta-tam, but I'm just leaving it as a moral dilemma. Okay, we're going to come to Bli Neder next time, is what I left out, and those are two inyanim. The first inyan is Yesh Vachet, sorry, is this question of Yolach HaNoach Yam HaMelech. So, the summary, the bottom line, is in the Ritva Alatar. He sort of brings down almost all the deos. But it's kedai to look at where the deos come from to understand them. Namely, what are you molech liyam hamelach? There's Shita of Rashi, and the Shita of Enochananel, and the Shita of the Rambam, and under what circumstances? Is this standing on its own? Is it in a taroves? And what are we being matir by being molech hanol liyam hamelach? Isuri hanala, asir, isuri achila. This is what we're going to have to discuss. That's A. And B, this issue over here of what is this by the Kedera, why is the Kedera different from a Tanur? What does it mean that it's used for Heter, for one Gorim, then have two Gorim? So Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam learn differently than Rashi. Those are the two topics we never will discuss, and I'll put at the Mar Makom tomorrow.
I didn't see tomorrow.